so we have a two-bay garage, and we're looking at probably getting 15 passenger buses to start with, and probably looking at getting two of them.
That's Daryl Williams showing me around the garage where the buses will go. It's attached to the Ninilchik tribe's 4,000-square-foot transit building, the future location of a transit depot in Ninilchik. Ninilchik is a tiny town on the central Kenai Peninsula, sandwiched between Soldotna and Kenai to the north and Homer to the south. Williams, who is in charge of the project, says the community is perfectly positioned to become the transit hub for the region.
Originally, we had planned to do local services, and, you know, for the local population. And lately, we're actually trying to evaluate extending that service to Soldotna, Kenai, Homer.
There are several other ways to get around the Kenai Peninsula. A transit service called Central Area Rural Transit System, or CARTS, but you have to make a reservation, and it doesn't serve the southern Kenai Peninsula. There are also taxi cabs, but they're expensive, running $100 or more to hub communities. William says the tribe has been searching for a solution for some time. They eventually decided to try to solve the problem themselves.
We've already bought the property. We've already built the building. This is really one of the final steps to be able to actually make the service happen.
He says the organization started planning for transit in 2007 and has already invested more than $1 million to construct the transit building just up the street from the Sterling Highway and downtown Ninilchik. Williams says the service would be fixed route with two buses running north and south.
That service would consist of a fixed route service that would go from Ninilchik as a hub where everybody could meet, and then we'd have a bus that would go from Ninilchik to Homer and back, and we'd also have a bus that would go from Ninilchik to Kenai Soldotna and back. And the idea is that the buses could meet here in the middle, and then people could actually like switch from one to the other and actually travel the entire Kenai Peninsula.
Williams says the tribe did a survey in 2015 asking tribal members what services they would like to see the tribe providing. Public transportation ranked at the top of the list. Ivan Enseleski is the executive director of Ninilchik Traditional Council.
Not everyone has transportation, and so being as kind of a community between Soldotna and Homer, obviously we call it going to town.
He says there are lots of reasons his people want the transit to go to town. Affordable groceries are one of them, but there's more.
We have elders programs where, you know, they need, say, access to the pharmacy, or even in some of our social services programs where they have to, say, take ASAP classes or courses, go up for court-ordered things. That's always been a big issue. So we want to be able to, you know, provide that opportunity for the community to be able to access, Homer and Soldotna.
The transit service would remove barriers to healthcare and education, says Enseleski. For example, neighboring Kenaitse tribe recently built a new native hospital in Kenai, and both Soldotna and Homer have colleges. Sherry Connor is the chair of the Kenai Peninsula Transportation Task Force, which was started by a group of Kenai Peninsula citizens concerned about the lack of public transportation in September. Connor says the Ninilchik Transit Project is just what the region needs.
A route system is what our community needs. It's what our community wants. It'll help with tourism, people getting to and from work. There are a lot of people in our community that are unable to drive due to no licenses or lack of funds for transportation.
Ninilchik tribal officials couldn't agree more. They say the transit project will create several new jobs in their community, and they hope to have buses up and running on their routes sometime this summer. In Ninilchik, I'm Daisha Eaton.